them. Bring us up to date on Veet and Scoot.
Yeah, I mean, Veet, I think, is giving us a lot of energy from the bench, shooting basketball, a very smart player, and it's helping us a lot. And Scoot, of course, playing in front of his family, happy to be here. Hopefully he brings some energy tonight.
Coach, as someone who had a long and successful EuroLeague career, mm-hmm. what are your thoughts on this potential NBA FIBA competition for EuroLeague and how that might impact it? Because it feels to me as though one of those leagues won't be able to survive. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts is, even though the NBA is starting the league in Europe, that they still, hopefully they still play with the same style, the European style. I think it's a great way to play basketball. I'm not judging NBA in Europe. I think it's great to have those two different type of styles, different rules. We change also the and different players, of course. So it changes a little bit the way you play the game. Hopefully we still have the same style of basketball and maybe make the sport of basketball grow even bigger.
But do you think both leagues can survive? Like if the NBA, because it looks like, of course, the NBA FIBA would target Real Madrid and Fenerbahce and the big teams to try to get them to come over to their league.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen there with that, right? Like that's more almost like a politician thing than anything else. But, all I care is about good basketball and about the players having a platform and the coaches and the teams having a great organization. And so that's what I look for. And, of course, the fans to enjoy it. I think there's great fans in Europe, as you guys probably know, the passion for the game is huge. So we want to see that.
Coach, is there any update on City and Hansen for tonight?
Yes, City is warming up. Hansen is probably out. It's time. He's back a little tight.
Any other questions? All good?
That's it.